Maybe just settling in with yourself, settling in with experience. How is it right now? Just opening to what has come to be, that already arising experience that has been shaped by this vast web of conditions. Already arising, already here. Can there be an alignment with this is what is here? This is nature, the nature of this being unfolding in this moment. Nothing else has to happen. This experience, whether it's boring or fascinating, whether it's ordinary or what we think of as extraordinary, this moment that's arising is where and how we can be present. There's nothing else we can be present for in this moment. What is already here is all that we can be present with. This revealing of our inner nature, of nature expressing itself through us. Trusting this really simple connection. The learning that happens with meeting experience, the way wisdom supports the mind to move towards more ease, peace, letting go. We don't always see or feel or recognize change, understand or see what is being learned or what is being let go of. It is a gradual path. We don't have to be in charge. This actually can be kind of a relief. And it takes trust that this simple practice, the simplicity of awareness with a curiosity that cultivates wisdom, is transforming our hearts, our minds. You probably don't see it moment to moment, that transformation. Sometimes we see something. Sometimes there's a clear moment of seeing something through so clearly. Like that splitting of that log. And that splitting of that log or that moment of seeing clearly hasn't happened by itself. It's been gradual, the gradual weakening of those fibers in the wood. We think that moment is what we're supposed to have happened. So we look forward and feel frustrated if it's not happening sometimes. I so appreciate this teaching about the gradual nature of the path. Sometimes we get the clear, the quick seeing into something like that splitting of the log. But I think more often it's more like the analogy the Buddha offered of the rigging on the ship. That when the ship, after having spent months at sea, the rigging soaked by months of being at sea and saturated with salt water in the sun and wind, and then dry, hold up on dry land. The Buddha describes the rigging wearing away slowly over the course of more months. day after day, moment after moment, if you look at the rope, you don't see much change. But it is gradually falling apart, weakening. And that kind of image for me isn't necessarily about some sudden cutting through. It's just a gradual, imperceptible releasing, one little strand at a time. And we may not see moment to moment a change, but at some point it may be more like we understand, oh, things are different now. The mind isn't reacting the way it used to. And so this trust and patience in this process, it takes a lot of trust to continue in such a, with such a gradual unfolding. And yet there are little signs, maybe supports for us, little moments, little tastes of what it's like for the mind to just be okay with something in a moment. We feel that difference. And those moments help us to feel and understand the value of the practice, how it does slowly change the mind.